Episode 2502, How to Find Balance in the Midst of Chaos.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day. Are you ready for some football? Okay, no, wrong day. Are you ready for something extraordinary to happen to you today, this week? Come on, it's a brand new day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day. So let's see how to find balance in the midst of chaos. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. All right, take a deep breath. This episode is not all about football, but I'm going to tell you right now, we've got some football to talk about. But I want to really hone in on a few things. Life can feel like you're always pushing too hard. Have you ever run into that? I mean, the holidays are around the corner. Have you noticed how close Thanksgiving is? Oh, yes. We're only like 10 days away. I know, let's not even count, maybe 12 days. But after this Thursday, it's next Thursday already. Do you have your turkey? Do you have exactly what you want? Okay, but when you think about it, right, we push and we push and we push. And that pushing comes from trying to do too much sometimes, right? We have our calendar so full. How to find balance in the midst of chaos is the key to maintaining peace in your everyday. Wow. If you think about it, all of us want peace. I know I do. And that peace for me is not necessarily being able to get along with everybody because in our household, there's always somebody going after somebody in a good way, but we don't all agree, right? There's always going to be disagreements in life, but that peace is something of calmness, right? There's this rhythm, there's smoothness. Wouldn't it be great to get up and move throughout your day knowing what to expect and able to handle the unexpected? Of course, sign me up, I want it. But sometimes what gets in the way is not your high aspirations or challenges that sneak into your day. It's the rhythm. It's the rhythm of your everyday. All right, are you ready for some football? I'm serious. No, really, we're going to talk football. Have you ever noticed when football players, especially quarterbacks, get out of rhythm? Have you noticed how it just like, there's like a hiccup in their step? It just doesn't flow right. They try too hard. The throw of the ball is too hard and too fast. They hold the ball way too long. Then the quarterback becomes a choreographer. Have you ever seen that? You know, he's putting out the ball here and there and you're like, are you trying to direct the band? What's going on here? And then there's dance lessons all over again. They are running all over, doing twists and turns and even some jumps. Who wants to be that football player in life? But yet, if you were to think about it and you put us on TV, if you put yourself on TV, is that what your life would look like? You want to be intentional about what you do. Why do you think they have plays in football? It establishes the rhythm for them to hit the goals for the game. So become the quarterback in your everyday by finding your rhythm. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to find your rhythm. And you can find it in your non-negotiables. Now, I get it. You're thinking, I don't have rhythm. I am not a drummer. I cannot play a musical note to save my life. Oh, yes, you can. Rhythm is not about necessarily music. But you know what? God only said you had to make a joyful noise. So with that being said, you can have rhythm in your everyday. So don't tell me you can't. Put away your can'ts and you're going to say, I can. I want to look at this as an opportunity to learn, to grow, to stretch. When you have rhythm, things seem to move smoother, creating that peaceful, serene atmosphere. Now, that doesn't mean that everything is perfect and serene around you, but it allows you to do what? It allows you to approach the situation at hand with a different mindset. You lead your day differently because you have a different mindset. At least to the point where you aren't so intense, right, about what's happening every minute. Have you ever had that feeling? I mean, come on. It doesn't happen to you like every other day, or maybe it's every other moment. To me, man, at one point with all the kiddos when they were younger, it was like one would ask for something and things would be fine. Next thing you know, I am trying to put out a fire, not literally, figuratively. And I'm like, seriously? And then we'd have calmness. And then the next thing you know, I'm trying to put out another fire. And then it would be calm. And then it was, you know, putting out another fire. I thought, this is ridiculous. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? We've all been there. And it does feel like we're playing a game that we have no control over. We don't know the rules. We're just coming and going. We don't even feel like we are even in the game to win the game. So you got to take a deep breath. Take a step back. And let's get into a rhythm. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, start small and work to go bigger. And what I mean by that is maybe you have so much going on you need to pare down. And you pare down to the point where you say, okay, this is exactly what I need right now in the season that I'm in. What is that? Maybe it's literally saying, what are my responsibilities? What do we have to do for our family and for yourself and as a couple, right? So as you look at everything, and you may have to say, you know what? We've got to take something out in this section. I can't be 10 places at one time. There's no way. So start paring it down. Or you find other ways to make it work. Carpooling. Somebody else is picking up somebody. So you're not running yourself ragged. But you start small where you are, and then you work to go bigger to gain that rhythm. And so when you take little things, maybe it's just getting up in the morning, having your devotional, getting the kids in the car in time to get to school and their lunch is packed. If you could get into a rhythm to have a smooth morning, how would that change your morning? Would that be like a miracle morning? I know. Yes. Amen. Yes. I get it. Miracle mornings are wonderful mornings, but they don't have to be miracle mornings. They can be everyday mornings, but you got to start small. So start in a little area of your life and then you work to go bigger and bigger and bigger. And pretty soon it encompasses your entire day to your entire week to your entire month, which then ends up into your entire quarter, into your entire year. Woo! That's an accomplishment. So start small. The other way you can do it is to, number two, start big and work to go smaller. And what I mean by this is that maybe you have so much going on that you need to look at your big chunks of your everyday. So let's say it's the activities for the kids and it's your job and it's the church. So those are your three main things. So you start there and you're like, okay, I know I have to have this, this, this. This is what I'm committed to. Now we're going to just look at doing those. And then we're going to work and we're going to pare it down. And we're going to work to go smaller and smaller and smaller. And that means that you're looking at the bigger chunks to get to the little chunks, okay? There's a lot of stuff that happens in our everyday. And when I say looking at your day, I'm talking about your entire day. Because I know you think that it may only take you 15 minutes to get ready in the morning. But what is your definition of getting ready in the morning? Now, before you answer that, think about it. Is it from when you open your eyes and your head's still on the pillow? Or is it when you're already in motion and you're standing in front of your sink about ready to brush your teeth? Because you see, that gap in there of time could be 1 minute. It could be 20 minutes. But that's part of your morning. That's part of getting up. And if you hit snooze 3 times, you may be setting yourself back even further. You see what I mean? So it's really important to look at how your day goes to the nitty gritty. That's why sometimes you have to start small. Sometimes you have to start big. Whatever works for you. This is not to overwhelm you. This is to help break it down. And finally, number three, spread yourself out thin if you can designate it as your full-time job. And what I mean by this is you're just going to say, I'm scratching it all, and we're starting from the beginning. In the beginning. And you're going to say, I'm going to construct this. Guess what? Thanksgiving's around the corner. Then you've got Christmas. If you've got kids in school, you've got some breaks. That usually means that their activities slow down just a little bit. This is your time to have a family meeting and really talk about what matters. You know, maybe you have to say, look, guys, I can't do all of this. So we've got to come up with a plan so I can still breathe the next day, because your mama's getting tired and your daddy can't do everything. And so we've got to come up with this happy medium, right? And if you're a single parent, then by golly, you've got to have these discussions. And I would encourage you to reach out to other parents, whether they're single or two-parent household, and say, you know what, would you be willing to help me here? Believe it or not, it is so amazing how parents are willing to help each other, but you have to ask. And unfortunately, a lot of us don't. And I know we've been in the season of the pandemic and masks and everybody staying away. I get all that. But that is lightening just a little bit, meaning that you can wear a mask in the car. Most of these kids are already hanging out with each other. And so people aren't freaking out as much anymore. And there's a calm amongst the storm, right? So you can approach things differently. But if you're one who can just take your schedule and literally wipe it clean and say, you know what? We're starting from scratch. What is it going to look like? And literally say, this is what I'm doing, and write it out. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a full-time job. It's going to take that much energy, that much effort. You're going to feel tired because you're like, gosh, I've got to watch all this stuff. I've got to figure out when I'm going to put in errands and when I'm not. And you're breaking this stuff down to where it might be not just a weekly thing. You may say Mondays look like this. Tuesdays look like this. Wednesday and Thursdays look like this. Sundays, well, I don't know. And maybe you have a free-for-all on one day. But you have to do what works for you. But it all comes down to a rhythm. And keep this in mind. The key is not to overwhelm yourself. Please do not overwhelm yourself. Once when you start feeling exhausted or that you cannot accomplish something, that is the cue you need to take a step back. You are pushing too hard. And I mean that sincerely. Because what happens is you're setting yourself up immediately for failure, and you're not going to want to keep doing it. So say, you know what? This is okay. I'm just going to go back. I just need to do this one thing. So go back to smaller if you started big, or take one or two things off your plate. Breathe a little bit. This isn't about perfection. It's about finding your rhythm, and it takes time, right? Listen to this. Balance is not about 50-50. Did you hear me? Balance is not about 50-50. It's about flexibility in your schedule that allows you to pivot to what matters in your everyday. Are you pivoting the way you need to? And this pivot is made up of responsibilities. That's where you pivot to. Non-negotiables. That means, you know what? I have to get this done. It's a non-negotiable. Anything else? No. This has got to be. And the unexpected. And the unexpected are things you can't control. It's those weird phone calls. It's the out of the blue, oh my gosh, my card has been compromised, so now I got to handle this situation, right? So it's in all of that that you're saying, okay, it's flexibility in my schedule that allows me to pivot in what matters in my everyday. That's truly finding balance. It's flexibility, because there's nothing that's 100% balanced. It's not. Not when it comes to relationships, not when it comes to raising a family. It doesn't work that way. It's flexibility. Flexibility equals balance, and vice versa. And we could be here for hours on that. And I know it sounds a little bit strange, but it's not about I've got to be 50-50 in life. It's about I need to respond here, and that is my 50-50. Because then over here, then I can respond over here. When you have two-thirds already functioning for you, right? You've got your non-negotiables, your responsibilities, they're secure. Then you'll have the energy you need to respond to the unexpected, and you can take it as it comes without freaking out. No more freak-out moments. You can put those to bed. Now, you may have a few here and there, but it doesn't become an everyday affair, which means what? You're getting rid of the chaos and you're inviting in peace. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You've got what it takes. You matter. So take time for what matters. Go out, create your now. Be present. Be incredible. be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.